It's Maral Kassab, NPR News, London.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. That's the Berlin Philharmonic, conductor Herbert von Karajan, and music by composer Pietro Mascagni in an intermezzo from his opera L'Amico Fritz, My Friend Fritz, on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon, with a few delights for the strings, such as a Polonaise for cello, written by Antonin Dvorak a bit later, as well as the London Jupiter Orchestra joining us with a marvelous suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek, all just ahead, here on Kansas Public Radio, where support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, featuring Nick Haynes and local guest experts sharing insights and context around major news stories on Week in Review. Available wherever you get your podcasts. And Theodore Lawrence presenting The Mountaintop, exploring legacy and mortality through the life of Martin Luther King Jr., showing January 30th through February 8th. Details at theodorelawrence.com. We'll have some fun next listening to the Bergen Symphony, conductor Carsten Andersen, and 19th century Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen and his Fourth Norwegian Rhapsody on Kansas Public Radio. Norwegian Rhapsody No. 4 from composer Johan Svendsen, performed by the Bergen Symphony Orchestra and conductor Carsten Andersen on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:26, and still to come, the London Jupiter Orchestra, in the second half of the hour with a beautiful suite for string orchestra by Leos Janacek, still to come, here on a Friday afternoon. Today's programming is sponsored by Richard Porter. Richard gives a huge thanks to his fantastic employees, business associates, and neighbors. Rich also says K-State fans adore KU Radio. Thank you for your support, Rich. Bitter cold temperatures and heavy snow. That's about the long story short with the weather forecast. Winter storm warning currently in effect for Allen, Chase, and Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties, and will be in effect for pretty much everywhere else by 6 p.m. this evening and lasting through Sunday. Bitter cold temperatures on the KU campus right now, 6 degrees with minus 14 wind chills. And we're expecting the snow to start falling late this evening and overnight, and a 90% chance of heavy snow all throughout the day on Saturday. Lawrence and Topeka could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. Emporia in Greenwood County could see about 5 to 9 inches. Either way, it's going to be a great amount of snow and extremely cold wind chills throughout today, throughout tomorrow, as well as Sunday. You want to make a plan right now to limit your travel plans this weekend and be ready to hunker down for a day or two. We've got cellist Heinrich Schiff and pianist Elizabeth Leonskaya next with us for a Polonaise for cello and piano by Antonin Dvorak on KPR. Polonaise for cello and piano by Antonin Dvorak, cellist Heinrich Schiff and pianist Elizabeth Leonskaya, today on Kansas Public Radio. 12:36 now, and at the top of the hour, news from NPR with classical music until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, which offers care services to assist living, including day stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org. From Dvorak, we move on now to music from another Czech composer, Leos Janáček, and music written in 1891. We'll hear his suite for string orchestra with Gregory Rose conducting the London Jupiter Orchestra next on KPR. The suite for string orchestra by composer Leos Janáček, played by the London Jupiter Orchestra conducted by Gregory Rose on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about now 1 p.m., stay tuned next for NPR News. Classical music continues in the next hour with an English piano trio from Charles Hubert Perry, plus music by Grieg, Respighi, and Delius. We have much more wonderful music still to come here on a Friday afternoon. Hope you can stay with us today on Kansas Public Radio. Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7, your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields there. Sir Neville Mariner conducting and cellist Julian Lloyd Webber in a caprice for cello and orchestra from composer Frederick Delius. Here on KPR, I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me once more. Classical music continues on a Friday afternoon with the Leonore Piano Trio, bringing us music from another English composer, Charles Hubert Perry, and his first piano trio. That, along with more music for cello and orchestra, with an adagio and some variations from Ottorino Respighi a bit later, with the Philharmonia Orchestra. That and much more on the way on our classical journey today on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet, King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles on Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Conductor Eugene Ormandy here to lead the Philadelphia Orchestra with a short march, the Homage March by Edvard Grieg, next on Kansas Public Radio. Homage March from Edvard Grieg, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Eugene Ormandy on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 1:18, and stay with us for the Philharmonia Orchestra, joining us a bit later in the second half of the hour with Adagio with Variations for cello and orchestra, music from Respighi still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, with family-style memory care in a home environment. From social gatherings to holiday celebrations and backyard barbecues, Bridge Haven celebrates life and family. Information is at mybridgehaven.com and the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. A major winter storm is creeping up on us. We're bracing for the effects here in northeast and east central Kansas. A winter storm warning currently in effect for Allen, Chase, Greenwood, Neosho, Wilson, and Woodson counties, and will be in effect for the rest of the KPR listening area officially about 6 p.m. this evening. Right now on the KU campus, 6 degrees with minus 14 wind chills, and wind chills will be bitterly cold throughout the weekend, at times as cold as 20 below. And later on tonight, late, we're expecting the snow to start falling. It'll be snowing this evening throughout overnight and pretty much all day on Saturday. Here in Topeka and Lawrence, we could see anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow. Around Emporia and Chanute, you could see 5 to 9. Either way, we should all brace ourselves for a heavy amount of snowfall and bitterly cold temperatures this weekend. You want to do your best to limit your travel plans and be nice and well-stocked for an extended winter period this weekend. We have chamber music for you now from English composer Sir Charles Hubert Parry, who was born in the mid-19th century and would become head of England's Royal College of Music. And like his colleague Charles Villiers Stanford, his music had a great impact on a whole raft of early 20th century English composers, from Vaughan Williams and Holst to Elgar. What we'll listen to, written in 1879, is Hubert Parry's Piano Trio No. 1 in E minor, played by the Leonore Piano Trio on KPR. Some time spent with the Leonore Piano Trio with Piano Trio No. 1 in E minor, composed in 1879 by English composer Sir Charles Hubert Parry, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. 1:45 and 15 minutes to go until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope everybody's bearing up well on this Friday afternoon. We invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that is shaken and not stirred. KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend, February 27th and 28th. A weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, just visit that website, kansaspublicradio.org. He'll bring us up to news time. Music now by Odorino Respighi, an adagio with variations for cello and orchestra, cellist Alexander Bailey, and the Philharmonia Orchestra led by Jeffrey Seidman, next on KPR. Adagio with variations for cello and orchestra, composed by Odorino Respighi. Conductor Jeffrey Seidman and the Philharmonia Orchestra, along with cellist Alexander Bailey, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. NPR News and more classical music ahead in the next hour.
This year marks Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasley. Promise.
News, the State Department.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Lamoureux Concert Orchestra with a short but energetic piece by French composer Jacques Ibert called A Parade, with conductor Yutaka Sado leading the Lamoureux Concert Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music for a Friday afternoon in store for you. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be back with you. We've got one more go-around before All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Between now and then, some Hungarian Rhapsody music for cello and piano by composer David Popper, the Berlin Philharmonic with Symphony No. 6 by Jean Sibelius, also still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Onward next with a concert overture, one written by Felix Mendelssohn in 1834, something that he wrote as kind of a birthday gift for his sister Fanny Mendelssohn. It's a concert overture that is loosely based on the tale of, essentially, The Little Mermaid, the story of a German count who falls in love with a water nymph who takes the form of a mermaid every week or so. We'll listen to the overture Fair Melusina next with the London Symphony, conductor Claudio Bado, here on Kansas Public Radio. The concert overture, The Fair Melusina, by Felix Mendelssohn, composed in 1834. We listen there to the London Symphony conductor, Claudio Abbado, on Kansas Public Radio. 19 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of music, and still to come, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra with Symphony No. 6 by Jean Sibelius. That's in just a few minutes here on Kansas Public Radio. Today's programming is sponsored by Richard Porter. Richard gives a huge thanks to his fantastic employees, business associates, and neighbors. Rich also says K-State fans adore KU Radio. Thank you for your support, Rich. Here on the KU campus, right now 6 degrees with wind chills as cold as 14 below. In the KPR listening area under a winter storm warning, one that's going to last until late Sunday evening. Throughout this weekend, we're going to experience bitter cold wind chills, as cold as 20 below at times. And by this evening, we're expecting the snow to start to fall late this evening and overnight, and pretty much snowing all throughout the day tomorrow on Saturday. Here in Lawrence and the Topeka area, we could see about 4 to 8 inches of snow. A little further south, around Emporia and Chanute, we could see 5 to 9 inches of snow. It's going to be one wallop of winter weather event this weekend. You want to make preparations now to limit your outdoor travel time and be ready to hunker down for this weekend. Hope everybody's staying safe out there. We will move on next to music for cello and piano by the composer David Popper, a Bohemian cellist and composer of the mid-19th century, a student of the Prague Conservatory, and a man who had his career given a boost by none other than Franz Liszt, who recommended Popper for a teaching position at the Budapest Conservatory. We'll hear his Hungarian Rhapsody in D with cellist Mary Fujiwara and Elaine Plains on piano here on KPR. Cellist Mary Fujiwara, Elaine Plains on piano with a Hungarian Rhapsody in D from the Czech cellist and composer David Popper on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2:30 and a half an hour until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3. It's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That is tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny from 1 to 4 p.m. for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist, with work by PDQ Bach, a rhapsody about a violinist by Rachmaninoff, and a snowflake waltz just in time for the weekend weather. Destiny has music tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. here on KPR. We're ready for our main performance, given this hour by the Berlin Philharmonic, conductor Herbert von Karajan, with a beautiful symphony, one that composer Jean Sibelius took his time with. He composed this over the course of nearly a decade, from 1914 to 1923. Symphony No. 6 in D minor on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends Symphony No. 6 in D minor, completed in 1923 by Jean Sibelius and played today by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan, here on KPR Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. and All Things Considered from NPR News is next. Later on tonight, don't forget to catch Daryl Brogdon bringing you Film Music Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson. Hope you enjoyed this afternoon's music. Hope everybody stays safe over the weekend, and we'll visit again at noon on Monday. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with the goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.